2 months after spending approximately 5 years in the Army. Authorities in Sedgwick County say a woman died after a deputy shot her as she drove toward officers. Sheriff's Colonel Brian White says deputies chased the woman's vehicle yesterday morning after Wichita police tried to stop it for traffic violations. Authorities say the woman put the vehicle into reverse and tried to accelerate toward officers, and that's when officers fired upon the vehicle, striking and killing the woman in her 50s. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight out the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
One of the 15 people injured in an explosion at the Beechcraft Aircraft Manufacturing Facility in Wichita remains hospitalized. KWCH-TV reports that a spokesperson for Wesley Medical Center said yesterday that the injured patient's condition has improved from serious to fair and that the patient could be cleared to go home in the next day or two. A spokesman for Ascension Via Christi said everyone treated there had been released. Authorities said the explosion Friday morning happened when a 3-inch liquid nitrogen line ruptured. Part of the building collapsed as a result of that explosion. Republicans in two Midwestern states with GOP-controlled legislatures are proposing measures to prevent the U.S. government or other states from using court orders to take someone's guns. The proposals in Kansas and Oklahoma also would prevent local governments in those states from enacting red flag laws to allow authorities or relatives to try and remove firearms from people deemed a danger to themselves or others. Supporters of red flag laws say they reduce suicides and gun violence. Mid-America Network News.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfurt Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfurt Clinic, 292-4451.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Students may receive two bachelor's degrees from two Nebraska colleges after 4 years in a new biology and ag program. Wayne State College and the University of Nebraska-Lincoln announced the program earlier this month. Students can earn a life sciences degree with a concentration in biology from Wayne and an applied science degree with concentrations in agriculture and natural resources from the Lincoln University. The Norfolk Daily News reports that students will spend 3 years at Wayne State School of Natural Social Sciences and then finish with a year at UNL's College of Agriculture Sciences and Natural Resources. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission has declared a fish salvage for Hackberry Lake on the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge south of Valentine. The salvaged fish cannot be sold or used for stocking into other public or private bodies of water. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. The Kansas Highway Patrol responded to an accident on U.S. Highway 36 in Washington County Friday evening. A semi-truck driven by 27-year-old Benjamin Folk of Great Bend was traveling westbound on Highway 36 just outside Washington city limits when a 2000 Chevy minivan driven by 42-year-old Michael Purcell of Barnes crossed over into Folk's lane, causing Folk to strike Purcell's vehicle. The KHP reports Purcell was transported to Washington County Hospital with suspected serious injuries. Folk did not suffer any apparent injuries in the collision. Neither vehicle was carrying additional passengers. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts at the time of the crash. With the resignation of Marshall County Commissioner David Beyer, there will be a special convention held January 7th at the courthouse basement to select a new replacement for District 2. Marshall County Republican Party Chair Bill Philippi is asking for those interested in filling the spot to contact him.
Due to the fact that current County Commissioner Dave Beyer has resigned his position as the Marshall County Commissioner, Marshall County Republicans will be having a special convention on January 9th to select a new County Commissioner. Registered Republicans from the 2nd District in Marshall County, if they'd like to be considered as the next County Commissioner, please contact me at 562-8463 prior to January 6th.
David Beyer's resignation takes effect February 1st. If you have any questions or concerns about your 2020 Medicare Part D plan or other Medicare questions, Deanna Turner, K-State Research and Extension River Valley District Agent, will be answering questions in the following Extension offices. Belleville on Tuesday, January 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and Washington on Wednesday, January 8th from 8:30 to 3:30. Please call for an appointment. Call the Belleville office at 785-527-5000. And the Washington office at 785-325-2121. You can also leave a message for Deanna Turner at the Clay Center office at 785-632-5335. Deanna will also be in Washington once a month to address questions. Additional upcoming dates are February 5th and March 20th. Call the Washington office if you need an appointment.
Eleanor Ann Zarbenicki, age 92 of Odell, passed away December 29th. Funeral service will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial will be in the church cemetery. A rosary service will be held Wednesday at 7 p.m. at St. John's. Visitation will be Wednesday from 2 to 5 p.m. with family receiving guests at Hanover Mortuary from 3:30 to 4:30. Hanover Mortuary is in charge of the arrangements for Eleanor Zarbenicki of Odell.
Dorothy Marilyn Brungart, age 87, passed away December 28th. Funeral service will be Thursday at 2 p.m. at Ward Funeral Home. Burial at the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation will be Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ward Funeral Home, who is in charge of the arrangements for Dorothy Brungart.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Homestead Fence hopes everyone had a wonderful year, and is looking forward to building an even better year with all of our customers, friends, and family. Happy New Year 2020 from all the staff at Homestead Fence in Wymore for all your commercial and residential fencing and decking needs. Main Street Bank hopes everyone is able to look back on 2019 with the warmest of memories. May the new year be filled with adoration, happiness, and cheer, and may you pass these on to those around you. Main Street Bank, independent and family-owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC. Professional Barber Stylist wants to take this time to wish everyone a happy 2020 full of joy, happiness, and peace, smiles, and good tidings for you and your family. Have a happy and safe New Year, everyone. From your friends at Professional Barber Stylist and Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we're seeing dry weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. The low pressure system is still slowly moving across, it looks like, in and around Michigan into the northeastern parts of the United States. In our area, we're going to have gradually clearing skies, and it looks like quiet weather for tonight and into tomorrow before another frontal boundary will sweep into our area as we head towards the end of the week. Some areas will see a chance of rain. Some could see a chance for some rain and snow. Otherwise, mild temperatures continuing a little bit cooler as we head into Friday. So again, the forecast for this Tuesday is sunny skies in the upper 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 20s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s with wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 30. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain in the mid to upper 40s.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Manufacturing Incorporated wishes everyone a fantastic 2020 and best of luck with those New Year's resolutions. We want to thank our employees and customers for a great year and commit to the same great service in the new year. Happy New Year from the staff at Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated. The staff at Carriage Motors is thankful for their loyal customers and for a wonderful 2019. A time of new beginnings and fresh starts is just around the corner, so reach for the stars. Wishing everyone a happy New Year 2020 from your friends at Carriage Motors in Beatrice. Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance wants to wish everyone a happy New Year 2020. From Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for all your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small.
The Bucks race to 30, and Black Monday is over. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Gators running back LaMichael Perrine burst out of the gates with a 61-yard touchdown run in the opening minute of the Orange Bowl against Virginia.
There's the snap, and a handoff comes to the running back. Perrine off the left side. He gets into the secondary. A beautiful run down the left sideline. The 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. He's going to go all the way. Oh, my!
On Learfield IMG, Perrine was named game MVP, finishing with 181 yards from scrimmage and three touchdowns in the 36-28 win. Overtime thriller in Minnesota, Nets forward Taurean Prince hit the J to send it into OT, but Shabazz Napier scored eight in the extra session to help the T-Wolves pull away.
10 seconds on the shot clock. He'll work off the Naz Reid screen. He'll stop, pop, right angle three. Oh, yeah!
On WCCO, 122-115, your final. Bucks crushed the Bulls 123-102. They're the first team to 30 wins. Wizards scored 80 points off the bench, the most in a game since 1970. They cooled off the Heat 123-105. College hoops, top-ranked Gonzaga showed no mercy on the Detroit Mercy Titans, steamrolling them 93-72. Ninth-ranked Memphis recorded a season-high 24 assists against Tulane. Freshman Lester Quiñones scored a team-high 16, and Tiger guard Alex Lomax connected with Damian Baugh for one of his eight assists.
Long rebound taken by the Tigers. Here's a two-on-one. Lomax lobbing for bottom dunk!
On Learfield IMG, 84-73 the final. NHL, Penguins center Evgeny Malkin netted two goals against Ottawa.
Rust has it, goes over now, right side for Malkin. He thrills the trigger and gets his second.
On WXDX, Pens win 5-2, their 10th win in 12 games. On NFL Black Monday, the Giants fired head coach Pat Shurmur, and the Redskins launched team president Bruce Allen. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Following that landslide vote to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the House, the trade deal heads to the Senate. A vote is expected in January and could come early in the month, depending on how impeachment articles are handled. House Speaker Pelosi last week elected to hang on to those impeachment documents rather than send them off immediately to the Senate. Now, depending on how long she chooses to hold them, The action could clear a window for the Senate to consider USMCA. Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley on Friday announced that his committee intends to hold a markup hearing on January the 7th based on the expectation that the Senate will have received the legislation beforehand from the House. Grassley says the markup will move closer to ratifying USMCA early in 2020. Senate leadership expects they could quickly consider and pass the agreement within just a couple of days, but if the Senate must start the year with impeachment, then a vote will come near the end of January following those hearings. Iowa Senator Republican Joni Ernst said she will call for EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler's resignation if the renewable fuel standard does not meet that statute requirement of 15 billion gallons. Her comments follow Wheeler's final supplemental rule that was released late last week. In a joint statement with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, Ernst said, "We keep holding EPA's feet to the fire to ensure they truly uphold the RFS as intended." Ernst alleged that the industry was guaranteed a deal earlier in the year that would appease biofuel producers. The agreement would account for all the lost gallons of small refiner exemptions. But the industry says EPA's plan to reallocate exempted gallons based on a three-year rolling average won't make up for the 4 billion lost gallons. The agreement is that the senators say earlier this year would have based the three-year average on actual gallons that were waived. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, USDA's Rod Bain says U.S. ethanol industry members believe Mexico has tremendous potential.
A recent USDA-led ag trade mission to Mexico allowed ethanol industry representatives an opportunity to pitch their product to buyers and consumers in that potential export marketplace. According to Jeff Cooper, who participated in the mission on behalf of the Renewable Fuels Association,
they're very excited about transitioning to E10 nationwide in Mexico. There are some regulatory and legal hurdles that need to be overcome before that happens, but we're on our way, I think, to really opening that Mexican market as well, again, with the help of USDA and our partners at the Grains Council and other places.
He adds that Mexico currently imports some U.S. ethanol, but with the move to E10 in that market, plus once the USMCA trade agreement is ratified and implemented,
that's a potential 1.2 billion gallon ethanol market south of the border. We think within 5 years that market could be fully opened up, and we think the U.S. is in a good position to really help meet demand down there.
Mexico is also the U.S. largest export market for dried distiller's grains, which is used in part as an ethanol feedstock.
Now, in other news, reports surfaced early on Monday that a Chinese vice premier will lead a delegation to Washington, D.C. to sign the Phase 1 trade deal. A source close to the situation tells the South China Morning Post that he will fly to Washington on Saturday to sign the agreement. The source said that the U.S. extended the invitation, and Liu has accepted. Farm Futures reports that Beijing and Washington haven't confirmed the trip yet. China is already buying larger amounts of U.S. agricultural products, including soybeans, which was a big part of the agreement for U.S. President Donald Trump. The possibility of making the deal official this weekend will be increased purchases by China, as well as a partial end to the trade war that's dominated by headlines for the last 18 months. China's soybean imports for the U.S. recently hit a 20-month high at 2.6 million tons, which is the highest number since 2018. Sam Speck with your latest ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to find information and report a scam.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hopes everyone had a wonderful year and is looking forward to building an even better year with all of our customers, friends, and family. Happy New Year 2020. May the new year bring good memories for those you love. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values. A fresh new year is once again upon us, and everyone at Vance Gerdes Meyer Funeral Home is thankful for the blessings of the past year and reminds listeners that 2020 is a brand new start, so make it a year to remember from your friends here at Vance Gerdes Meyer Funeral Home in Odell. Plaza Ridge Dental would like to thank our loyal patrons, devoted employees, friends, and family for a fantastic year in 2019. This year is sure to be as good, if not better, so let's make it fine in 2020. Have a blessed and happy new year from all the friendly staff at Plaza Ridge Dental in Beatrice.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. As I was driving through the panhandle of Texas and saw so many thousands of acres of cotton, I had questions about cotton, including, can the fields be grazed after harvest? The answer after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Here are some fun facts about cotton. 90% of the cotton that is grown and processed in the United States is exported, and most of the cotton grown in the United States is grown in Texas. And most of the cotton grown in Texas is grown in the Panhandle. Driving through that area recently on US 287, I saw thousands and thousands of acres of cotton in various stages of harvest. I'm sure they're all harvested by now. A lot of fields where the cotton was still standing looked really scraggly. And of the harvested fields, there appeared to be a lot of white still on the ground, which led to another question, which I posed to Steve Verrett, the CEO of Plains Cotton Growers in Lubbock, Texas. Is there anything left in the fields after harvest that is grazable?
Not really. You know, in the case of some of those fields you might saw that looked a little bit rough and maybe, as I said, don't end up being harvested, you can turn the cows in on it and they'll eat that cotton and seed and everything, but from as far as the stalk or any of that, it's not really, doesn't have much nutrition in it, wouldn't make very good grazing. But if there's actually any cotton left in the field, the cotton burrs are, cattle will eat them, but it's much more just like a roughage. There's not a whole lot of feed value. It's just more from a roughage value.
Is any of the cotton shipped raw overseas or somewhere to be processed there, or is it all processed here before it goes out?
Oh, no. 90% of the cotton lint, the raw cotton, is exported out of the United States. We only consume about 3 million bales a year in domestic textile mills. You know, that left the U.S. Many years ago, in part due to, whether it was WTO or some of it had to do with Mexico free trade. And a lot of the textile industry just left and has moved to a lower cost countries. And that's been the story of cotton since the beginning of time. If you look at history, you know, it's chased low wages around the world is what it's done. And that's why today, you know, some of the biggest consumers of raw cotton are in Southeast Asia. Vietnam is a big consumer of raw cotton now. Indonesia, Turkey is a big user of cotton as well, and China, of course. Or some of it goes into Mexico and Central America as well. But it is the cotton lint, just the lint, that gets exported.
Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Eisenbarth Plumbing Incorporated knows as the old year comes to a close, we take the time to reflect on what is important from the past year. Thank you to our loyal customers, friends, and family. Have a happy and safe and blessed 2020, everyone. From Eisenbarth Plumbing Incorporated in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. This New Year's, SunMart wants to thank our customers for their loyalty and patronage in 2019 and wishes the community a very prosperous and safe Happy New Year. See you in 2020, everyone. From the helpful staff at SunMart in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home wishes all members in our great community wonderful memories to cherish from all of your yesterdays and hope and good health for all of your tomorrows. Happy New Year 2020 from Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Helena Agra Enterprises would like to wish all of their friends, family, and customers a Happy New Year in 2020 and pledges to provide the same quality service they are known for in the new year. Thank you for your business. From Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, helping our customers succeed. Happy New Year 2020. As we ring in the new year, Sapp Brothers Petroleum would like to take the time to thank our employees and customers for making 2019 a wonderful and successful year. Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated wishes everyone in Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas a fantastic 2020. Happy New Year from the staff at Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated in Beatrice. We service and install all styles of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for Tuesday. Let's do round ball first. Kansas State junior guard Cartier Diarra earned his first career Phillips 66 Big 12 Player of the Week honor yesterday after scoring a career-best 25 points, including the game-winning three-pointer with 22.4 seconds left to help the Wildcats defeat Tulsa 69-67 on Sunday. Diarra is the first Wildcat to earn the Big 12's weekly honor since Barry Brown Jr. and Dean Wade won the accolade in back-to-back weeks on January 14th and 21st of 2019. AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll out yesterday. WSU making the rankings, coming in at 24th. KU moved up to number 3. The top 5 look like this now. Gonzaga, Duke, Kansas, Oregon, and Ohio State. Hoops action for today. The Wichita State Shockers mix it up with the East Carolina Pirates. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to find information and report a scam.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. Tomorrow marks a new year and a new decade, and former Wichita State guards Ron Baker and Fred Van Vliet were among the 25 players named yesterday afternoon to the Lute Olson All-Decade Team, the team which highlights some college basketball's biggest stars from 2010 through 19, was selected by a voting panel of 21 division head coaches, 4 athletic directors, and 6 senior members of the College Insider staff. 52-year-old Chris Kleiman came from North Dakota State. Bowl game is something that's never been on the resume, though. Now, a little more than a year after Kleiman was hired to replace Bill Snyder, he has a chance to check off one last milestone in a year that burst with newness. That opportunity comes at 2:45 this afternoon when the Kansas State Wildcats will host the Navy Midshipmen in the Liberty Bowl. Meanwhile, from all of us here at the Stackline Mid-America Network, we wish you and yours a very happy new year.
Catch Kansas State football Tuesday as the Wildcats take on the Midshipmen of Navy in the Liberty Bowl. Pregame begins at 12:30 on AM 1570 and FM 95.5.
Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC thanks all of our customers, family, and friends for a great year and wishes everyone a prosperous and safe 2020. Happy New Year from all of us at Peterson Plumbing, Heating, and AC in Fairbury, your local Rheem dealer. www.petersonplumbinghtgac.com. SunMart wishes everyone Happy New Year's and would like to say thank you to our loyal customers for a wonderful year. May everyone enjoy good health, joy, peace, and prosperity this holiday season and throughout the new year. From all the friendly staff at SunMart and Beatrice, shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Cook Welding and Repair is encouraging everyone this holiday season to send cards, letters, or care packages to our brave soldiers who will not be able to celebrate with their loved ones. Let's remind the men and women that we remember and appreciate all that they do. Happy New Year from Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
Will 2020 be your lucky year? It's all about creating some positive mojo for the new year on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education.